This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. No matter what your political position on Brett Kavanaugh, his confirmation to the U.S. Supreme Court is positive for health freedom and food freedom, medical freedom. Why is that? That's the topic of this podcast. Thank you for joining me. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Now, if you think about conservative Supreme Court justices, they tend to be people who honor individual liberty, whereas more liberal Supreme Court justices tend to be collectivists. And the philosophy of collectivism is that individuals' rights should be superseded by the rights of the collective or the power of the collective, where it's the collective that tells you what you are allowed to do or not do. For example, this whole idea of not being able to grow a vegetable garden in your front yard, according to your local homeowners association or your city ordinance. These are collectivism ideas to say, oh, the community doesn't want to drive by and see your tomato plants, and thus you shouldn't be able to grow tomatoes or cucumbers or zucchini in your front yard. And there are ordinances in cities and homeowners associations all across America about this. In fact, it's the predominant system. Now, you and I both know that that system is wrong. That if there's an individual who wants to grow zucchini in their front yard, why shouldn't they be able to do it, right? Or if there's someone who wants to grow tomatoes in their front yard, that tomatoes are a beautiful plant, frankly. I mean, gardening is beautiful. Now, your typical sort of clueless person, you know, mainstream person who wants a perfectly green lawn, so they spray chemicals on everything just so they kill all the flowers and all the weeds and all the dandelions and all the worms and all the microbiology, and then they have this sterilized green lawn, and they think that's clean. They think that's awesome. But you and I both know that those people are idiots. They've killed all the microbial life. They've killed the diversity. They've killed the herbs, frankly. I mean, dandelions are medicinal herbs, dandelion root, dandelion flowers. You know, they're edible. The root is good for your liver. Lots of medicinal herbs that people kill when they try to sterilize their lawn. And it's those same people that don't want to see your tomato plants when they're driving down the road to their house, to their clean lawn. They don't want to see your messy, messy plants. You know, these people, we call them like neighborhood Nazis, right? like the HOA fascist, that they want to control everybody and they want to wag their finger at you and tell you, oh, you can't have backyard chickens because we don't like the way that chickens peck around in your front yard, whatever. You know, they always have these silly little Nazi fascist reasons for everything. Well, that's collectivism. That's collectivism. And that's what you get if you have liberal Supreme Court justices. Well, Brett Kavanaugh is the opposite of that. Brett Kavanaugh, he believes in individual liberty. And although I don't believe he has currently ruled on a home gardening type of case or even a health freedom type of case, I have no doubt that just such a case will be brought to him and the other jurists on the Supreme Court at some point. You know, I think, for example, there's a lawsuit coming against the state medical monopoly boards, you know, medical boards. They are monopolies that criminalize systems of medicine that don't enrich their pharmaceutical sponsors. So they criminalize naturopathy, and they criminalize traditional Chinese medicine if it's practiced as a way to treat disease. That's criminal in most states, I think in every state, actually, in America. That's going to be challenged at some point, and that case is going to go to the Supreme Court, probably. It's just my estimation. In some years ahead. Or there might be a case where somebody is milking a cow and selling the raw milk, right? As has happened in California. Remember the raid of Rawsome Foods, right? And that was criminalized in California because they said, well, you can't sell raw milk. That might be dangerous, they say. But then again, it's legal to sell raw chicken in the grocery stores when 80% of the chicken is contaminated with salmonella. Huh, that's interesting. So why is it not legal to sell raw milk when 99.999% of the raw milk is totally safe, and there's maybe one in, 100,000 gallons that has a problem. Why is that? Well, because it's a monopoly by the milk industry, the processed milk industry. But that's going to be challenged in the court system. And it is judges like Kavanaugh who are most likely to rule in favor of individual liberty when it comes to food freedom. So even if you're someone who considers yourself to be a liberal or a Democrat, and you oppose Kavanaugh, perhaps you oppose him because of the abortion issue, because it has been said that Kavanaugh would try to overturn Roe versus Wade. Personally, I think that's nonsense. He has no such intention, and that wouldn't fly, frankly. However, Kavanaugh could rule on many issues that directly impact your health freedom, food freedom, and medical freedom. So even if you're a progressive or a Democrat, if you really think about it, you should applaud Kavanaugh getting confirmed to the court because of these issues that you care about. Individual freedom, the freedom to garden, the freedom to make your own medicinal herbs, the freedom to go to a health food store and purchase vitamins or homeopathy, the freedom to go to a Chinese medicine practitioner and have acupuncture, or to go visit a chiropractor. All of these are freedoms that could be wiped out if a collectivist medical tyranny were to expand its power base across America. And it is judges like Kavanaugh who would help defend your rights against precisely that kind of tyranny. And isn't it interesting that the media never talked about this? The media was just, oh, Kavanaugh's a rapist, even though, of course, that was never corroborated and that it looked like a coordinated smear. But regardless of what you think about that, they never talked about the importance of individual liberty for a sustainable society. If you think about society and our food situation in particular, food security comes from food decentralization, which is individual people growing food in their front yards and backyards all across America, right? It is, in fact, the corporate monoculture food production system that is a threat to our nation because it's a threat to food security. Single points of failure, crop failures because it's all monoculture. One virus can wipe out, half the corn or half the wheat in the country. That's a food risk, food security risk. But individual people planting food in their own home gardens all across America under the protection of conservative courts that have protected individual liberty, now that's a sustainable food ecosystem for a nation to survive. And that's precisely the kind of thing that Kavanaugh would support and protect. You don't hear any discussion about that, do you? You don't hear the media saying, yeah, Kavanaugh's awesome because he's going to protect individual liberty. And speaking of that, Second Amendment. He is pro-Second Amendment, and that's important for every person, even if you're not a gun collector or a gun fanatic or a gun enthusiast. You don't have to be a gun enthusiast to want to be safe in a dangerous world. In fact, the growth among gun ownership in the last 2 to 3 years has been accelerating most rapidly among women. Women are getting gun training. Women are getting concealed carry permits. Women are arming themselves with guns like never before. In fact, it was funny because just the other day, I was visiting a chiropractor's office, and I visit different chiropractors from time to time, not very frequently, but sometimes I like to get adjustments, and I had carried my concealed weapon into the chiropractor's office, and usually I leave it in the car because I don't want to take it off and put it on the shelf in front of other potential customers, and so I was in the chiropractor's office, and I realized I had my gun on me still. And so I said, I turned around. And said, I need to go out, put my gun in the car. And the receptionist was a woman. And I'd said this to her. I said, I got to go put my gun in the car. She said, oh, you don't need to do that. We're all carrying guns. And she was a woman. And it was just underscoring the fact that there are so many women who, in fact, she said, lots of people come in here and take their guns off. She's like, you don't have to take your gun off. You don't have to put it in the car. Everybody comes in here, pulls their gun out and puts it on the shelf and then gets a chiropractic adjustment. And then they put the gun back in their holster and walk out. It's normal. This is Texas, right? Those of you listening in California, you must be freaking out at this point. You must think I'm making it up. I swear to you, I'm not. How would I even come up with such a I guess, a boring story, but it's a true story. But it just, it underscores the point that Supreme Court justices who protect individual liberties also protect your rights as an individual. Because you might be, let's say, a woman in her 50s or 60s who, you know, you're not going to beat some person physically. You don't have the physical strength to overcome a home invasion person or a burglar or a mugger or a rapist. But with a firearm that's protected, the right to own that is protected by people like Brett Kavanaugh, you can protect your physical body against a rapist or against an attempted murderer, because a firearm is the great equalizer. You know, a lot of women on the left side of the political spectrum like to talk about women's rights and equal rights. Well, there's no better enforcer of equal rights than a pistol in your home, you know, defending your right to be safe in your person. That is an equal rights system right there. And because it makes you equal to some attacker, because no attacker can dodge bullets. So now all of a sudden you can be a senior citizen. You can be a grandmother. You could be a great grandmother, and you got a pistol. Now you're equal and you can protect yourself. And that right, the right to defend yourself in a world that is increasingly violent and chaotic, is precisely the same kind of right that will protect your ability to have a home garden, or to make your own herbal tinctures, or your right to say no to a vaccine that you don't want injected in you because you know that the ingredients are toxic and dangerous. So your right to say no is protected by individual liberty. And it's that kind of liberty that's protected by Brett Kavanaugh, and before him, Antonin Scalia, and of course, Clarence Thomas, and conservative Supreme Court justices in general. So keep all of that in mind. No matter what your politics, you probably believe in the right to have food freedom and medical freedom, the right to choose what kind of medical intervention to say no to, the right to protect your body against violence that might be inflicted upon you in your own home. And if you believe in those rights, if you agree with those rights, then you are a supporter of Brett Kavanaugh, even if you didn't realize it, as he will protect those rights for you and for all of us. Of that, I am convinced. So, something to think about. And this is why, by the way, I would love to have Barrett on the court next. We need more conservative justices because they protect individual liberties that make our lives safer and healthier and more free. So thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can hear more of my podcasts at real.video. Look for the channel called HR Report, which stands for Health Ranger Report, or read my website at naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosatetested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food. That's our slogan. healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.